I had a lot of good Saturdays in my life. I don't know if this one is gets topped. So
it's about as close as it gets. One point game. What was your thought with the whole when Victor could have tied it, and then they called the timeout, come back out, they go for two, eventually they don't make it. I mean, what were you thinking? Were you surprised by that?
I wasn't really, because that swinging gate extra point, that's a tough thing to prepare for. You know, Coach Morrow, my special team coach, did a tremendous job all week getting us ready for it. And they actually showed us a look that they hadn't. But the kids, it comes down to the kids making plays. And, you know, my kids made a play when we needed to. And then, and obviously in that last drive, it was a couple gutsy calls, but we felt as if we could get the yardage, and the kids made the plays when we needed to.
Bob, when do you think this is a possibility for this group?
Those are my sons. All right, guys, I'll be there in a second. You know, I thought we had the capabilities of winning the section. I don't think there was any question with that. And then, you know, I've been at Troy a long time, and our goal is always first and foremost to be the best team in the section. And then we say, you know, we'll play as hard as we can in the state, playoffs, and then see how the chips fall. But this group really came together about week 9 or week 10. And, they just started playing harder and harder and harder. The last few weeks we were so undersized, and we just... I challenged the kids to play hard, and I tell you, I wouldn't trade them for anybody. I'm going to miss that I can't coach them come Monday, because they're just a tremendous group of kids. I mean, a close-knit group that have grown up together, have fought and grinded out everything that they've earned. I'm just so happy for them.
What did you know about Victor, and what did you have to do to stop, contain?
Well, we knew they were going to be physical up front, which they were. They had... I don't even know the names off the top of my head, but the 82 kid's a tremendous player. The 75 kid's probably one of the best linemen we've seen all year. We knew they were going to run the ball downhill right at us, and we had seen a lot of that last week from New Rochelle, so we're kind of accustomed to it. But, trying to rev it back up for another 48 minutes and stop a powerful team like this takes a tremendous effort, and the kids, I can't say enough about them. They did an unbelievable job.
John, with those two interceptions to start the game, he really seemed to bounce back. I mean, what can you say about the way he played there?
He's the best kid I've ever been around. I mean, that's John Germanario is. I just told him I loved him because he is Troy football. I mean, that's what he is. If I could have another kid like him in all the years that I coach, I'd be dumbfounded, because he is as good a kid as you'll ever meet in your life when it comes to a competitor, a hard worker. I mean, he's just the greatest kid I've ever met in my life.
And Dev, just the way he kind of stepped up today.
I knew 2 years ago how explosive Dev would be as a player. He showed it today. I mean, he's had just times during the year where people have contained him, but his ability is tremendous. And he showed it on a big stage here, which I challenged him to do. I told him that, you want to make a name for yourself, here's the place to do it. And he made some great plays.
When this